turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Oh, man. Did I make a fool of myself not once but twice yesterday?
Oh, do tell.
And this, I feel, or at least I hope, is a rite of passage for parents with kids in sports. What had happened was, this past Saturday, too many kids were on spring break, so the Orioles couldn't play the Rockies.
The Little League Orioles? They're like, It's not even Little League, right?
It's T-ball.
T-ball.
Yeah, or as they call it, NYO, it's small ball. So it's a bunch of four-year-olds that just run around and pick their nose and pick their butts and pick the grass and don't really pay attention to the baseball game that's going on.
And it's adorable.
It's really stupid cute. So this past Saturday, Orioles didn't have enough kids because, again, they were on spring break. So we moved the game from Saturday to last night, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, which is awesome that we're doing a game at, 5 o'clock and 5 o'clock Atlanta traffic in a very busy section of town because there was nobody at the park yesterday. Anyway, so, get Jimmy up from his nap because...
I'm just thinking, would it have hurt just to skip the game? I mean, are the kids going to be like, oh, or...
We made a commitment to the team.
You can't just skip the game?
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, like, the game. It's not like there's standings or anybody's keeping score. I mean, do we really need a makeup game for small ball?
I was thinking that when it was taking us 30 minutes to get to the park instead of 10. Yes, no. And my husband is not particularly happy with me. Just to be blunt, he feels like this is a huge waste of time.
The small ball part of it or learning baseball or what?
The small ball. Like, he thinks Jimmy's too young to be doing this. He thinks we should have waited another year before we did this because he doesn't feel like they're like, anyway, whatever. Different story.
Is he enjoying it? Not Bart. Is Jimmy enjoying it?
I think so. He didn't want to go.
I think so. It's funny. It appears that way.
He really loves the dirt.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the dirt last night.
That's huge character growth for Jimmy.
Right? Hey, baby steps. But he just stood in the same spot the entire time.
When you think about it through a four-year-old's eyes, it's a tough sport, man. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of just sitting around, which four-year-olds are not good at.
So we
are there actually positions, or do they just kind of stand in the field?
They just
everywhere?
Scatter them out. Okay. There's like eight kids in the infield, and there's like eight kids in the outfield. And sometimes parents have to come out there to get them to like actually stand up. One kid obviously did not have a nap because he was just rolling around in the grass. And the coach is like, "Stand up, get your hat on, stop throwing your hat."
The Braves should pitch Major League Baseball for this format so they can put 14 people out in the field by now.
It'd be more entertaining.
So listen, it's a 5 o'clock game and we have 5 o'clock practices and you notice the difference, the kids that have a nap and the kids that don't have a nap. So I was emphatic that Jimmy Jam had a nap after school yesterday so he was refreshed for his game so he wouldn't lose his S because that's what happens when you have a no nap Jimmy. So I get him up from his nap, tell him we have a baseball game to go to and he's like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, but buddy, we made a commitment to the team. I don't want to go. I want to go downstairs. I want to watch my little TV. And I'm like, so I bribe him with a sucker because I'm a great parent. I get his uniform on and we're heading over there, right? So we're heading over to Chastain Park where the small ball field is. And again, what should have been a 10-minute ride takes 30 minutes because it's 5 o'clock Atlanta traffic. So we pull in, find a parking spot right next to the small ball field, which is great. I grab Jimmy's stuff and, throw the rest of his Chick-fil-A nuggets in the back seat. I'm like, come on, let's go. We literally have 2 minutes till the game starts, all right? So we're Packers.
Yeah, and you don't want to start a game with 13 people in the outfield. So
you really need 14.
So there's
out
a
there.
Real rush to get out of the field. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the field, and there, you know, we're playing the Orioles, and I didn't see orange for the Orioles, but I did see purple for the Rockies, and I'm like, money. So we go down there. I walk. We go to the little tiny field. I walk into the dugout. I hang up my son's bat bag, and I'm looking around, and something feels off, but I can't quite figure it out. And there's Bart with my son, because I hate being late. And so Bart and Jimmy were just, they were not hustling as coach tells them to do. They were just struggling. And I'm looking around, and again, I am in the dugout, and I'm not recognizing anybody. And that's when my husband goes, Kristen, not our team.
Oh my God. No way.
One, these parents let a crazy woman walk into the dugout and hang up her kid's stuff. She didn't say anything. So I look at the kid's jersey, and sure enough, this is not small ball. This is a step up. Because Bart was like, man, I saw one kid. I'm like, Jesus, he's huge. He's an absolute unit for a four-year-old. And so, yeah, what happened was I didn't read the Game Changer app message.
Dang.
And
it.
We were not at the small ball field. We were actually supposed to be at the practice field at Sutton Middle School. So I have to sheepishly take my son's bag.
Pardon me?
Off of the gate. And I had to do the walk of shame out the dugout. And I pull up the Game Changer app. And my husband gives no F's. He's like, he is so over this. He's mad that Wayuka was closed and it took us 30 minutes to get over to the park. We are now at the wrong field. I was in the wrong dugout and didn't even notice. So then we mosey on over to the middle school. We park and we get in and we walk up literally. So the Rockies are batting and they let every kid bat. Like they let every kid bat. And this is how the league works. We walk up and they're like, all right, Jimmy, your last batter.
That's it. You're in.
That's it.
Just like, you ain't gonna stretch.
No. So he goes up there and he bats and he gets a home run because the last batter gets to run all the bases because all the kids get to run all the bases. And so, yeah, that was my first time. And the parents, there were multiple parents. Like, I walked up and Huddy's dad was like, you went to the wrong field, didn't you? And I was like, yeah. He goes, we've all done it.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Show.
Let me tell you, history is a lot more fun when you don't have a test waiting for you at the end of the semester. History is actually just a lot of gossip when you don't have to worry about taking AP histories, DBQs at the end when you got to like write about the Pope or something. It's way more fun when you just get to talk about the fun, juicy stuff. So I have a segment called Ye Old Gossip where I get to talk about the juiciest and most salacious stories from history. And it doesn't get any juicier or more salacious than Casanova. Because turns out he was a real man. I thought this was just like a fictional character. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Moby Dick or something. Like he's just like a he's just like a figure of speech. Like if you want to call someone kind of like, you know, a schmoozer, you just call him a Casanova. Turns out this man was real and kind of the original F-boy. So we're talking about the man, the myth, the walking venereal disease that was Giacomo Casanova. So
ooh, what's his name again?
Giacomo Casanova. He was Italian. Mm-hmm. So I want you to picture the most heinous man you have ever dated. Now, give him a powdered wig, a stack of romantic poetry. That's Casanova. Like all good lovers, he was tall, dark, and emotionally unavailable. Mm-hmm. So this man was born in Venice in 1725, and he came out the womb like, hi, I'm here to make questionable choices and destroy lives. He was born to his mom, who was an actress, which is the 1700s version of that Instagram model you follow with a suspicious source of income. And his dad, we don't really know, but it is pretty on brand that his dad would have hit it and quit it. Casanova hit the ground running pretty early the moment he hit puberty. He had so much sensual energy that at 11 years old, he had to be sent to a seminary to become a priest.
Bro.
And then he got kicked out for being too scandalous, aka flirting with the clergy. Now, when he became an adult, if being a walking heartthrob could pay the bills, Casanova would have been rolling in it. But unfortunately, OnlyFans and being an ex-bachelor contestant wasn't an option in those days, so he decided to try out literally every job and be terrible at all of them. He was like, you know what? I don't need a good job. I'll just collect vibes, STDs, and hair gel. He was a violinist, a soldier, a magician, a spy, a librarian, and at one point, a lottery supervisor, to which all the people in line to buy scratch-offs from him thought, who is the supervisor? Because if this guy's my cashier, I just won the lottery. Hey. And when he wasn't selling scratch-offs at the 18th century 7-Eleven, he was giving scratch-offs for free in the bedroom. Mm. This man was getting so much attention. Was getting so much action, he wrote a 12-volume memoir called The Story of My Life, in which the story was just him banging a lot of people across Europe. It would have been titled How I Gaslit, Gatekept, and Girlbossed My Way All Across Europe. Remember the whole kicked out of seminary thing? Casanova decided to enact his revenge on the church by sleeping with not one, but two nuns at the same time.
What?
When they talked about the Holy Trinity in the Bible, I don't think that's what Jesus had in mind.
Bruh, right.
Hey. How do you seduce a nun?
That's impressive.
He was literally Casanova.
He had better game than Jesus.
He did.
Nobody had better game than
Jesus. Let's stop this right now.
Obviously, a man with this many affairs had to be very open-minded behind closed doors. And one of his rendezvous actually included sleeping with a woman who was disguised as a man who was in fact having her own affair with another woman who was disguised as a man. A lot of drama involved in his love life. I mean, if Tinder existed in 1745, his profile would have just said DTF, literally anyone. Eventually, the Catholic Church was like, okay, this man has got to go. And we know what bishops are doing. They're like, we know what bishops are doing, but we draw the line at conventionally attractive men having consensual sex. So they put him in handcuffs, and not the fun kind, for immorality and impiety. And they threw him in this horrifying prison called The Leads, which I know kind of sounds like a spa a millennial would launch in your local shopping district, but that is not the kind of place you want to be. Casanova was not going to let a dank cell with some bars stop him from getting some. In a full circle moment, he escapes prison dressed as a monk with a priest. And then he just, like, kept living his life. He went on to write poems, scam the aristocracy, fight in duels, and just, in general, be a little chaos goblin. Despite his escapades, somehow he was always invited to hang out, kind of like herpes, but if herpes had incredible hair in BDE. And as Casanova got older, you'd think biology would take over and this man would just keep his pants on for more than an hour. But he spent his golden years working as the inspiration for millions of people's Halloween costumes for years to come. A sexy librarian. And even then, he still made time for romantic entanglements and stirring the pot like he's Chef Boyardee. Needless to say, this man didn't just exist. He drank up life like champagne, kissed it on the mouth, ran away with it for the weekend, declared passionate love, and then probably stole its wallet. The moral of the story is, if you're sexy enough, you don't need a real job. All you have to do is avoid any responsibilities, fight for your right to get laid, and you still die a legend.
You all want to see what Casanova looked like back in the day.
That's Casanova.
That's him. He's got good cheekbones.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't really know what I expected.
I don't know what I expected either. However, there's a movie, Casanova, played by Heath Ledger, that I can get on board with.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like it's a huge miscast.
Yeah.
Based on his picture right there, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, so as we are trying to get celebrities to call in to the Burt Show over the next month, one of these guys, they're all trying to earn a week off paid vacation to whoever can get the biggest celebrity. Cassie is pushing celebrities away.
Yeah, my name is Cassie, and I accidentally stalked an internet celebrity in New York City, and I need to apologize to her because I was creepy AF, and I did not mean it. So last week, or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, my husband and I went to New York City city for the day, and we didn't really have any plans apart from me getting a tattoo. So we decided just to like walk the streets of Lower Manhattan and just see the city. Take it very cash. We had a dinner reservation with friends. Other than that, open day. And it was awesome. And so, of course, when we're up there, my husband's like, hey, keep an eye out. There's celebrities everywhere. And I'm like, really? Like, I don't know why. L.A. seems plausible, but New York, not so much. But he's ran into comedian Mike Birbiglia on the street. Like, so I'm looking left and right. But the problem is, New York is full of the most beautiful people I have ever seen in the entire world. Every single person, I'm like, your coats must have cost thousands of dollars. I mean, I was in Manhattan, but they all look like polished socialites, like they could be celebs. Even people just hanging out on the street, like, we'll pass people. And I'm like, that he has to be famous. I just don't know how.
Is this like a
show?
Is this like a Richie Rich part of Manhattan?
I guess Lower Manhattan.
Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we spent most of the time in like Little Italy and Chinatown, but still walking around. And all of a sudden I see this woman with long, curly blonde hair, like beautiful makeup, walking her dog with like this pink long trench coat. And I just know immediately it's a celebrity, an internet celebrity who I am a huge fangirl of. Now, I feel like when I say her name, half the people will know her. Gen Z will probably know her better. Older people may not know her as well, but she is so smart. Her name is Z-Way. She had
what is she influenced?
Okay, so Z-Way had a show on Showtime, and it's baiting with like Z-Way. So what she does, she is this gorgeous, highly intelligent, graduated from Northwestern woman. This matters. She is black and she's a journalist, and her whole show is about bringing people on and challenging politics and race relations in a way that will make them so uncomfortable. So she might look at you, Bert, and be like, can you name five Asian people?
Oh, wow, really?
And on the spot, you need to name five Asian people. Or she'll be like, she interviewed George Santos and called him out on all the illegal stuff he did. When Allison Roman went down for criticizing Chrissy Teigen and Marie Kondo for selling out, Allison Roman went on Z-Way's show to do damage control. And Z-Way's like, name five Asian women. And like, she's struggling, right?
So they know when they go in there what they're going to get, though.
Oh, yes.
She's not like... she's not surprising them with anything.
No, but she will literally talk to a guest and she's like, could you please look into the camera and apologize to black women? And the thing is, she gives you nothing else. And her face is just watching, judging. But wow. She's like, no judgment. And she's very matter of fact. So she doesn't judge you, but she'll call out the hypocrisy. So she's like, Chet Hanks, can you please name three things that you like about white privilege? Oh. Or white culture, excuse me. She asked Julia Fox about white privilege. And he's like, football. And then it dings and shows black football players. And he's like, baseball, black baseball players. Cheeseburgers. We invented cheeseburgers. And she's like, they're non-denominational. So anyway, she just calls people out on their BS in a way that's going to make you so uncomfortable. But I'm obsessed with her. She is one of the greatest minds of this generation. So I'm walking and I see her, but she has headphones on. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person. This woman is just trying to walk her dog. I'm not going to be that. So I'm like sneakily just trying to snap a photo. And I know she knows that I'm doing it.
Oh,
so
no.
Now I'm standing like 10 feet away. I'm like, crap, she saw. And she kind of just like glances out the side eye. And I'm like, nope, don't do anything. Stop. And then she crosses the street and I like take a picture because I'm like, it's Z-Way. So my husband and I keep walking around. And then like literally 5 blocks later, we run into her again. And she and I make eye contact.
She's
and I'm
stalking
like,
you. It's not the other way around.
No, she's like literally in front of me with her dog, just living her life. And then she sees that creeper who's sneakily taking a photo of her 5 blocks later in a completely different part of the city. And I'm like, and Chad's like, she's there. I'm like, oh, I know she's there. And I know she saw me. And the thing is, I wanted to take photos around that area. So I've got my like professional camera out, snapping photos of like something else. And I know I look like a stalker paparazzi. Except not cool enough to be a paparazzi and Z. Wait, I'm so sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
So you
I love
didn't
you.
Say hi.
No.
Why didn't you say like I love your stuff? I'm sure she would have appreciated that.
Well, maybe, but she had headphones on, and I just am a big like believer. I think if someone has headphones on, they're in their own zone. And then celebs in general, like Scarlett Johansson's comments were in my head about how, you know, if she's not on set or doing interviews, she's not working, so she doesn't owe you photos. And I just want to respect their privacy. I probably should have said something, but it was weird. What am I going to say? Hi, I'm a white girl. I'm really a big fan. Like, it just...
Don't say that. Exactly.
Why did you feel the need to state your race?
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
She can see this.
The show is about race relations. So I'm like, why am I as a white woman being like,
you're amazing.
Just reminding you,
she does not need my validation, okay? But she is... I mean, you have... It's Z-I-W-E. You have to go watch her stuff. Okay. It's going to make you so uncomfortable, and she's amazing.
All right, Kaylee here is wondering about relationship etiquette here. It's a very good question, man, with extended family.
Yeah, so my brother lives abroad, the land down under, Australia, and he married...
I thought you were talking about Conyers.
I was.
I was in Hampton, so I was close.
There you go.
He married an Aussie girl, moved there, had kids, and they've been together like 20 years, and... About 6 months ago, he told me that they were separating.
Aww. Oh,
I know. It's pretty sad. And so I guess in Australia, they have a really unique divorce like protocol. So they won't let you get officially divorced until you are separated for an entire year.
North Carolina is the same way.
Is it?
Is really? It? Huh?
Unless it's changed, but yeah, when I was there. Not that I was looking into it, sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
I forgot you hey. With your husband.
Yeah, hey, Bart, if Kristen wants to move to North Carolina, just know it's almost over.
But no, there's a rule, like, I remember North Carolina, if you had relations with your spouse within a year, you had to wait another year before you can actually go through with the divorce.
Yeah, and so it's, I guess you can... split, like, as far as living in two different places, but as far as, like, going through the actual divorce process and separating all the assets and all that, you have to wait a full year to do so. But I thought about it because I never reached out to her, and I guess, was I supposed to? Like, was I supposed to be like, hey... sucks for you. It didn't work out. I don't know.
So is the etiquette, because she's been in your life for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, as in my life, I mean, from thousands of miles away.
But
I mean,
you
never close.
Huh?
Y'all were never, like, close or had...
I mean, I'm close with my brother as close as I can, but I don't know. I mean, we bonded a few times, like, when I went to the wedding and stuff like that.
I don't think you got to reach out.
The mother of your... Because they have kids.
Yeah, my nephews.
Yeah, the mother of your nephews.
I mean, is that like a protocol that you're supposed to do?
I don't know.
My mom did. My mom reached out to her.
That's different.
That's different.
Yeah.
But am I supposed to just ignore her? Like, I don't know. It's just awkward, though.
Oh, you think it's like sending a text as just being like, hey, so sorry to hear about you and my brother.
Yeah, or something.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
Best. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
It's a kind thing to do. I mean, I know that's not really your length.
Yeah. I normally would have my wife do it.
But whose fault is it? Like, is there nobody at fault, or is there somebody at fault as to why you wouldn't reach out to her because she's hurt your brother in some grand way?
I would say that. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if she cheated on your brother,
no,
I'm not going to reach out to
her. Like that. No, yeah. Well, not that I know of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just felt I have a little bit of guilt.
Maybe if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
Yeah,
since it's on top of mind.
Or maybe if I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why I shouldn't do it.
Either way, I mean, it's not like you're going to run into her in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, like bump shoulder. So I think either way, you're fine.
Okay, I didn't know if there was proper protocol.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It'll be adorable in here tomorrow, and you'll be able to watch it live on Facebook.
Because we have bunnies. One, not two, not three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We got eight baby bunnies coming in from the Georgia House Rabbit Society.
It's going to smell so good in here tomorrow.
It is. It is. All right. So we did bunny cam many, many moons ago on Good Friday because, you know, if y'all are not aware, Easter is this coming Sunday. We got Good Friday tomorrow. So, you know, the way we should celebrate the Lord having risen is with a bunny cam in studio.
Yeah.
This is what Jesus died for.
Let me insert this in here for just one second. So Amanda's son, who is 4 years old, and she's deeply religious, and so is her former husband, plays in the church band, I mean, deeply. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about Easter the other day with her 4-year-old, and I said to him, well, you tell me what Easter is all about. And he said, it's about bunnies.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, oh gosh, we really got to talk to him again.
We got some work to do.
So if you go to the Burke Show's Facebook page tomorrow during the show, you are going to see a live video streaming our bunnies in studio from the Georgia House Rabbit Society. You'll be able to see Benson, Shibuzi, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, and Alanis all in studio with us tomorrow for our bunny cam.
And it'll be live streaming on Facebook.
Correct.
All right, well, this is a big deal, dude. You saved somebody's life.
I don't know. Apparently, that's what the email subject is, which is why it caught my attention, because you don't get an email every day that says, Mo, you saved my life. So I was all ears, and then I began to read it, and she said that she would love if I could share it. So I figured, why not, since she wanted me to talk about it. And so I'll just read the email and then go from there. The email says, Mo, you saved my life. Hey, I've never reached out to the show before, and I've continually told myself that I'll never do it. After waffling back and forth for a week, I've decided to send the email. Let me start with the fact that I'm a podcast listener of In the Moment and The Big Show. I've been listening for a very long time, and I'm a P1. I remember when you first joined the Big Brother program, and I remember when you first met Landon. I could hear in your voice and love and the bond between you two. I could endlessly wax poetic about y'all's relationship, but I don't need to tell you your own story. What I do need to tell you is that when you spoke about Landon leaving us for the next life, you were like an angel speaking to me at just the right time. For context, I have a quote-unquote Mo in my life, an amazing, supportive, loving person who I've always been able to go to with anything. She was always in my corner. I love her more than I love myself. She was more than a second mom to me. I grew up without a good father in my life, and I was happier to have her than him. She never had kids due to a traumatic surgery in her 20s, so I was her daughter. 3 months ago, she felt ill, and I knew she had been hiding something. That lady was my best friend. Your segment in which you were so vulnerable came on that day, and she stopped speaking to me. Yesterday, she moved on to the next adventure. I stayed with her through everything. I skipped school. I skipped out on my friends. My mother and I spent every day and night with her to the end. I didn't realize that I so badly needed to hear someone I look up to say that life can go on after we lose a family member we choose to stand with through life. Your being so open and willing to share, that made me feel like I could survive this. So from me, a random 17-year-old girl, to you, a man who has saved my life in so many ways, thank you. CJ, a junior BL on the DL. P.S. If you want to read this on the show, I'm not sure why you would, but I'd love if you could talk to KK and get it on the schedule. You totally can. I tried to keep it short. I also CC'd the producer email, so hopefully you will actually get it and read this. While I'm making unreasonable demands, if you could shout out Jill Eady, the kindest, most generous person I have ever had the honor of knowing, I would be forever more than grateful. So here's your shout out. And here's your shout out to Jill Eady. I just wanted to read this because I feel like it's so important to feel seen and to feel heard when you're dealing with grief. And I wanted to let you know that I read it and I hear you, and it brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, when I was speaking about Landon, for those who may not know, a Burt's Big Adventure kid who unfortunately transitioned, it was it's still hard to talk about, but obviously he's a child. So it just hit different. Right. And the bond we shared was so magical that I think for a while, you know, I was looking for answers because it just felt so unfair. And it's just, there is no answers, really. And I went to the place I always go since as far as I can remember, I went to my grandmother, and I just needed to grieve. And she said to me, you know, Ree, sometimes the answer is simple. It's just not one you want to hear. But I truly believe that Landon was an angel, and he was put in your life at a specific time for a specific reason to do something that only he could do. And I'm sure you're not the only person he did that for. And for some odd reason, that gave me closure. You know, as hard as it is, I realized that pain comes from something that was so magical that only he could have created. And though we grieve, and in it, when you're in it, it just feels so unfair, and it feels so painful. I think when the smoke begins to clear, which it takes a long time, and I don't know if it ever fully does, but I do think you begin to just appreciate the moments and the fact that, as unfair as it seems, it's like, wow, how magical was that? And just how amazing was it to have that moment and to have that person? Because I do believe that some people are just angels, man. They're just sent to do specific work in your life. And it's funny because people always talk about how I'm not afraid to jump, or I'm not afraid to leap. My family, my friends have said it all my life. But the truth is, there are times when I'm afraid to leap. And as cheesy as it sounds, I've kind of said to myself, I'll never be afraid to leap again because I'll never have to worry about the landing. Mm. And that's what I feel like he gave me. And I feel like Jill has given you that. And I think you should appreciate that. And shout out to Jill. Shout out to Landon and everybody else who has been an angel to somebody. But I hear you. You were seen. And I think this email was amazing. Thank you for sending
it. Beautiful stuff, man.
The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
You would think people would learn their lesson the second time around, but Firefest 2 is getting postponed indefinitely from what we can tell. So if you missed this,
absolutely.
What?
Could they not get enough water bottles?
Not enough bread. Yeah.
Was the same guy not there to do what he needed to do to get the water bottles?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's right.
I will never forget that part of the documentary.
Really? Yes. Oh, how could we forget
that? How could you forget?
We can't even explain it on the air.
No, we can't. But let's just say there was a guy willing to go above and beyond and below to do whatever he needed to get some water at the Fyre Festival.
He went below the belt for sure.
Yes, he did.
But this all has to do with Billy McFarland, who went to jail again for wire fraud in connection with his failed 2017 festival. He's back. He decided he wanted to do Fyre Festival 2 again, but this time in Isla Mujeres, Mexico. He was selling tickets from $1,400 to $25,000. He says that he got permits and partnerships, and people bought tickets, which is the crazy part. People bought tickets to Fyre Festival 2, and they quickly announced that despite the fact that they were planning on having this quote-unquote festival in late May, early June, they have to quote-unquote postpone it. And they're saying that despite the fact that local officials are saying that they didn't have any knowledge or approval of this festival. He posted like, oh yeah, here are the emails where we were talking about it. Here's where we got the permits. But what's crazy is the paperwork that he posted on social media doesn't even paint a picture for what he was claiming Fyre Festival 2 was going to be. He said that the permits show that they were only getting approved for a 12-hour listening party with a cap of 250 guests.
So you got to remember something about this island. Isla Mujeres is like, it's like the chill sister to like Cancun. Back in the day, there were only like golf carts on it. It's where people go just to chill out. And he was going to make this island a huge party. So I can't ever imagine Mexico actually saying, or Isla Mujeres saying, yeah, let's go for it. And the second thing is, this is one of those relationships that you know what you're getting. So if you buy a ticket, the first one was it was trash. He went to jail for it. If you're buying tickets to this and you lose your money, at this point, it's your fault.
I do not feel sorry for you.
No.
There is no sympathy here whatsoever.
I genuinely want to speak to somebody who's bought a ticket. Like, because I really want to know why.
Let's try 1-855-BIRCHA.
I feel like it's got to be nepo babies who just have, like, money to burn. They're like, you know what? I'm not working, so I'll buy a $1,400 ticket. And if it's actually something cool, then I can say that I have been there. But if not, it's my parents' money anyway.
Something I've noticed about the internet and just how people just want to glob on to something that's, like, hot in the moment. They want to be a part of it, no matter if it's good or bad, just to say that they were a part of it. It, to have some kind of piece of it. And I feel like that may have been why some tickets were purchased as well.
Man. I'm all set.
I mean, if you're buying tickets, look, people were dating OJ until the end. Okay. Yeah. So you're like, why would you do that?
I mean, people date people still in prison.
People are weird. All right, Justin Bieber's team is apparently really worried about him, all due to one major decision he made back in 2022. But before I explain that, I want to call out Justin Bieber because either he is a fake Beyonce fan or he is planning on divorcing his wife, Hailey. So on social media, on Instagram, he posted this really random photo of Hailey Bieber in their car. She was driving, she's behind the wheel, and it's just like a backwards photo of her. It's the back of her head driving this car. And on Instagram, you can add music to a photo. Like, you know, when you go to post something and you want to add like some mood music to it. So he added the song Irreplaceable by Beyonce to it, which if you look at the title, it kind of looks like you're saying, oh my God, like Hailey Bieber, like she's irreplaceable to me. But if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's literally about saying, it's literally saying like, everything and everything you own in the box to the left, don't think you're not irreplaceable. So people are like, did he not listen to the lyrics? Is he a fake Beyonce fan? What's going on, Justin Bieber?
You know what I think is going on with Justin? I think he, and I could be totally wrong, 30 days from now we can come back when he's in a rehab facility or something and I could say I was wrong. He has a new clothing line out, and I think Justin Bieber has learned the art of gaining clicks and gaining attention in the most random ways. And most people are buying it over and over and over again.
So this is a calculated move. He probably does, or it's either ignorance or calculated, one or the other. Either he has no idea what the Beyonce song is about. It's like people who choose the Whitney Houston I Will Always Love You song. That is not about like always loving somebody. That's actually about I will always love you even though I'm walking away. All right, that's like the whole premise of the song. So with this, either he's just ignorant or he is very calculated and he knows if I post this photo with this song, I'm going to get people talking about me.
I'm going with calculated because Justin strikes me as somebody who knows music. Like he knows music well. I think he knows what that song is really about.
Okay, well apparently his ex-team is worried about him, and I think with the social media stuff and everything else he's been posting on his Instagram lives where he seems like he's sort of tweaking out, people are really worried about him, and apparently he's $20 million in debt from canceling his Justice World Tour in 2022. His rep says that's a lie. All right, Khloe Kardashian is revealing she stepped into Psycho once she found out her ex-husband was cheating. I'm going to tell you why she ended up with bloody knuckles back in the day on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Added a new rule to the Week Off Celebrity Challenge. That's going to help you guys out here a little bit, I think. So if you weren't listening the last couple of days, I issued a challenge to everybody on the show. Whoever can get the biggest celebrity to call in to The Burt Show over the next month will get a paid week off, a vacation. Okay? Just go ahead. If you get the biggest one in second place, we'll get $500 off. Or $500, I should say. What are you looking at me like that for? You don't know.
I'm just bracing myself for rule number two that's popped up.
All right, rule number one that I changed also, and this was kind of my brainchild. And let me say this also before we even go on. I got a couple of messages from people going, how come you're not competing in the whole thing? And I said, well, first of all, I think it would be silly to create a challenge that, quite frankly, I've done this long enough to know that it would be an unfair advantage. When your name's on the show, then when it just opens up more doors than you guys would have. It's not that I have more context, even though I do.
you just casually had L. Duncan on the show this morning.
Right. Yeah.
His close personal friend.
I've just done this for 25 years, so I've built up, you know, it's just not fair.
Call it for what it is. You do have an unfair advantage in a competition like this because of who you know and who's in your phone and who follows you on social media, that if you wanted to win this thing, you could easily do so.
And I'm not going to create a contest for a week off of vacation and then win it and give myself a week off of vacation.
That would be pretty jacked up, man.
What a teabag move, man. I should have thought of that. So it's open for everybody on the show. And the first rule I came up with a couple of days ago, because I'm really good at coming up with a concept without thinking it out.
Oh, that is you to a T, baby.
So we'll alter it a little bit on this day and that day. Rule number one is, you guys listening are not going to know who got the celebrity to call in. So we may get a call from, I'm just making this up, Tom Hanks. But he's not going to say, hey, I'm calling in for Abby. We're going to put
it. Wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be anyway. But what we're going to do at the end of this is we're going to put all the celebrities on our website and you guys will vote on who you think the biggest celebrity is. And I don't want there to be any bias towards anybody that is working on the show. Mo never wins these competitions. Never ever.
Not a one time.
So you guys won't know. And the second thing is, we mentioned this yesterday while we were on the air, that the last time we did Who Do You Know, some of their motivation to come on and call was they were getting some money for a charity of their choice.
Well, not only that, because the last time we did this, we did it with listeners, and listeners had to get celebrities to call the show. Again, at any point in time, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., any celebrity could call our hotline at any time, and we'd have no idea who it was. So if a listener got a celebrity to do that, if you won, the listener got $5,000. So the listener obviously knows the celebrity. There's like a connection because they had family members calling in. So the celebrity is hooking up somebody they know with $5,000. And then on top of that, they're getting $5,000 for the charity of their choice. So they were helping out somebody they know and also helping out a charity.
Okay, so I don't have $5,000, but I am going to throw this in. for sort of a carrot for our celebrities? $1,000
Thank you.
$1,000 for the charity of their choice, which might help them be more motivated to call in.
Okay.
Because I have been, I've been working on this.
Have you?
Yes. I've been working on this. And as I've been working on it, I have come to realize this is a very self-serving bit.
For sure. What do you mean?
For us and not for the celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was like, I'm like, because we don't have that personal connection for a celebrity to care whether or not we get a week off. A celebrity doesn't care whether or not we get a week off from work, right?
Well, I think that's the beauty is you got to tell them like your life story and connect them so they, oh, I'm a mother that barely has any time off to spend with her child.
Jennifer Aniston is not going to care when I'm like, I need a week with my cat. So even this little bit of a carrot is greatly appreciated.
It's a little something.
Yeah.
I've been working on it as well. I've made a call and literally the response was, okay, but for what?
Yep.
And I was like, I get a week off, and they just laughed. like, all right.
And the other thing too, I like to think that, you know, we have a decent sized platform and we are a nationally syndicated radio morning show. We also have a podcast that gets a healthy amount of downloads and that like, yeah, if a celebrity has something they want to promote, here you go. Here's your chance. And it's, we're not holding you to like a specific day or time. You literally can call whenever you have a moment free in your 4-hour window. And even I'm like, yeah, no, it's not good enough.
She's
gotta be done. She's still good enough for me to promote my stuff.
I think I'm all set, Mom.
I'm doing good.
I'm straight.
Did you say the Burr Show or the Today Show? If it's the Today Show, yes. Or I mean, it is the Today Show on the Burr Show. Right. I mean, it's Today Show.
Yeah. Right, today we are doing Today Show. Okay. Also for you guys listening, it doesn't matter what we're doing on the show. When you hear this sound right here, that means you have a celebrity on the line. We'll stop what we're doing.
Okay.
I find it interesting that Mo and Kristen have already made some connections because I've been getting a lot of people asking me, like, who do you think is going to win this competition? Okay. So I put my Vegas odds together. Right? Leading, I think, the best odds to win this is Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy's been a producer for so many shows. He's been producing his entire life. He has a large contact list. I had Jackson at number two just because he's sneaky and clever.
Hmm.
All right. He's just a sneaky kind of guy and figures out how to get things done. Number three on my list was Abby.
Interesting.
Yeah. For the same reason, Jackson.
Okay. I might be a sleeper hit.
You're kind of wily.
Right. What does that mean?
Just clever and wily. You just figure out ways to get things done.
Okay.
Then I had Rebecca. Then I had Mikey and Amber, just because they have more time to work on this. And then I had Mo, Kristen, and Cassie last, because Cassie has so many things to do that she's just too busy, man. She's just way too busy. And I figured you guys wouldn't have the time either.
I'm not sure how to feel.
Mo, like, knows famous people.
Right.
Like,
yeah, and we heard the reaction of that man. All right, so that's my list so far.
Okay.
I like how those Vegas odds can go up and down every single day.
I'm actually wondering, because, you know, how we talk so much about, like, celebrity and entertainment news and, you know, people being manipulative and calculated. I'm wondering if you are being calculated with your list in the hopes of, like, lighting a fire under Mo and I or Cassie in order to try to get bigger celebrities on.
Do you really think that I spent any time thinking to strategize how to get you guys more invested?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That might be a reach.
Now, I do have one more for you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys are going to have to make really tough decisions over the course of the next couple of weeks. I've had listeners reach out to me about celebrities that you guys might not morally agree with, but would win you the competition. I'm not gonna name who they are. Just based on the calls and video messages I've received from listeners, I have turned around and told them, look, would I take the celebrity? Maybe, maybe not. But that is not my decision. So you have to reach out to whatever Burt Show member you want to have to make that decision on having that celebrity on. And some of you guys are going to struggle mightily with some of the suggestions that they're making.
Who has the loosest morals on the Burt Show, essentially?
I would say you might just not agree with how they live their life.
We're not morally compatible. Okay. Mm. Doesn't mean one's right, doesn't mean one's wrong. It just means you have a different set, so you're not morally compatible.
There's a couple of them you guys are really going to have an inner debate about.
Really?
Yes. But they could probably win you the competition.
I'm here to win.
I want to know who these names are.
I do, too. I really want to know.
A couple of you guys are going to find out over the next couple of days as listeners reach out to you.
Please, I'm desperate. So, I have no moral compass when it comes to a week off.
Facts.
All right, and again, for you guys, anytime you hear this sound, we got a celebrity on the line. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.